WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
5 years ago, writer-director Frank Darabont made the film The Shawshank Redemption, based on a story by Stephen King. Now Darabont is back with The Green Mile, also based on a story by Stephen King and starring Tom Hanks. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
For the last several months, Hollywood's hype machine has been insisting that the year's big Oscar favorite is The Green Mile. It has a big inspirational theme, a beloved star in Tom Hanks, and preview test scores that went through the roof. Yes, The Green Mile would seem to have everything going for it, except the fact that it's no good. The movie begins with an old man, Paul Edgecombe, telling a story about his past that he's never told before. And so we flash back to 1935 Louisiana. Tom Hanks plays the younger Paul, the humane head guard on death row at Cold Mountain Penitentiary, whose corridor to the electric chair is nicknamed the Green Mile. Paul has always run a decent down-home cell block, but things get weird when a new prisoner arrives. His name is John Coffey, played by Michael Clark Duncan, and he's a gargantuan African-American convicted of killing two little girls. But while his size is menacing, Coffey is actually a gentle giant possessed of miraculous powers. And soon the cell block becomes the arena in which the forces of good and evil collide, and Paul is forced to make weighty moral choices. But before we get to all that heavy stuff, the movie kills a lot of time on the cell block. The guards joke and quarrel, a prisoner trains his pet mouse, and Paul battles a urinary tract infection so painful that he can't have sex with his wife. In fact, we get our first taste of Coffey's supernatural gifts when he helps cure this infection, a favor for which Paul brings him a reward.
Smelling me some cornbread.
It's from my missus. She wanted to thank you.
Thank me for what?
Well, you know. For helping me.
Helping you with what?
You know.
Oh. Your missus, please.
Several times.
The movie was adapted for the screen by Frank Darabont, whose success with The Shawshank Redemption seems to have gone to his head, for he's lost all sense of proportion. Darabont takes a small fable worth maybe 80 minutes and draws it out to three long, lulling hours. He plays everything slow and throws in lots of extraneous scenes, many of them milking cheap laughs and awes through the use of that cute mouse. This is stuff that would have already seemed shameless 50 years ago, but Darabont keeps laying it on with an air of astonishing self-importance. I've rarely seen a bad movie that's so confident of its greatness, or so bogus in its vision of the world. I didn't believe in the prettified penitentiary, which was apparently designed by the architects who gave us the pleasant death camp in Life is Beautiful. I didn't believe that in Depression-era Louisiana, Paul would have four crisply uniformed full-time assistants to guard only three killers, or that three of these assistants would be incredibly nice guys. And I groaned in disbelief at the story's simple-minded morality. There are two evil characters in The Green Mile, one a boastful killer, the other a cringingly sadistic prison guard, and they are so irredeemably wicked that never, for a second, do they ever promise to turn into something richer. All we can do is hate them. The good guys are even duller. John Coffey is a racist liberal cliché, the big, dumb, noble African-American who's also a Christ figure. Naturally, the story's not really about him, but about the white guy, Paul. And he, too, is a cardboard cutout, whose vague aura of solidity comes from being played by Hanks, who's evidently now campaigning for a place on the dollar bill. Why else turn down great risky roles like Oliver Stone's Nixon, a part God gave him the face to play, in order to trot out yet another embodiment of ordinary American decency? Even worse, Hanks thinks he's been daring in choosing this role because Paul works on death row. No matter that he seems less like a prison guard than the nicest prefect at a prep school. Why, he even chastises the killers for swearing. Eventually, it dawns on Paul that Coffey may actually be innocent, at which point the plot takes a ludicrous turn. It's impossible to spoil this movie's ending. It's already rotten, but it is possible to give it away. So I'll say only that The Green Mile cravenly sidesteps all its most serious issues. It builds to a symbolic orgy of guilt and murder, miracles and forgiveness, bombarding us with phony uplift. In the process, Paul Edgecombe behaves reprehensibly, even immorally, and what's scary is that the movie refuses to admit it. Darabont is so busy turning Hanks into St. Paul that he doesn't realize that his movie is actually about Judas.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.